Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, it's been a busy, busy week, and it's only Tuesday. Let's get rolling. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
It's primary day. Maricopa recorder Stephen Richer came on the program to talk what to expect from today and reports that pentel theft is on the rise.
Yes, it did happen at one location. And so what we've done is instead of putting a pen on every single voting booth, we've just given pens to individual voters at the desk where you receive your ballot.
Oh, boy. Do you think this is just the start of the nonsense today?
I do. I think there's just a few people that are going to create, you know, drama. But I understood, you know, stealing the pens is one thing, but replacing them with ballpoint pens, and there's a reason why in the machines. So we're going to hear about the machines and miscalculations. What this is set up for is if any of these elections come down to the wire and they get to be very, very close elections, it is going to be a long, expensive process because you are putting doubt in people's minds. Sometimes you can say there's justifiable doubt, but I would say that overall what they've done is done a good job with elections, and I'm anxious to see just a free and fair election, and let's get on to the next phase, which is the general in November.
Yesterday, the UN met to review a 50-year-old treaty aimed at preventing nuclear weapons. At the opening, Secretary General Gutierrez issued this warning.
We have been extraordinarily lucky so far, but luck is not a strategy, nor is it a shield from geopolitical tensions boiling over into nuclear conflict. Today, humanity is just one misunderstanding, one miscalculation away from nuclear annihilation.
Should we expect rhetoric like this from a body trying to prevent nuclear expansion? Or do you think it's helpful?
No, I don't think it's helpful, but of course that's what they're going to say. They're going to talk about how dangerous the world is. And I will tell you that peace through strength was a cornerstone of Reagan's policy. It was trust but verify and peace through strength. And I think that we need to continue to follow that and not listen to this rhetoric. This rhetoric is just going to take us down the wrong road. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to get you caught up on the headlines.
Jon Stewart got into a verbal match yesterday with conservative commentator Jack Posobiec while trying to get some positive momentum behind the PAC Act, which helps veterans exposed to toxins. But they quickly reconciled.
I lost my temper a little bit. I felt like I was being trolled. And I realized that the important thing is just got to get this done for these guys and get them over the finish line to get the health care they need.
Turns out Jack was coming to ask what kind of support he can give, and John thought he was about to get trolled. Seems like it's a good example of how we treat one another these days, thinking everyone's kind of out to get us before we even speak.
Well, and the issue here, too, the deeper issue is John Stewart's right. We need to get this PAC Act passed. PACT Act passed so that we can get health care to these veterans that need it. The problem is the games that's being played with $400 billion. And when you look at the fine print, the devil is always in the details. You see that what the Republicans are saying in this case is right. Get rid of the language that's in there the way it is. The Republicans will vote for it and we'll get exactly what they need. And let's hope that that's the narrative that gets played and we end up finding out more in that regard and getting help for these guys and women.
Gordon Ramsay is getting backlash for a TikTok video he posted featuring his lambs, but it's not what you might expect.
Yummy, yum, 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 yum. Which one's going in the oven first? You. Mmm. Oven time.
Oven time. I think it's awesome when you can go out into your backyard and pick what your dinner's going to be, but what do you say?
I think that, first of all, we always are talking about the ethical treatment of animals and the way that we handle them before we eat them. And if you look at how Gordon Ramsay cares for his animals, Gordon Ramsay treats them. They're free range, so to speak. They eat very well. And listen, he's a chef. He is a chef. What do you think he's going to do? It's not tofu. And so the idea that people are going to get outraged, that's why I love social media and hate it at the same time. It's not a real place. TikTok is not a real place. Slappy682 that hates you on Twitter is not a real person. And they don't know you. Stop bothering with that. I guarantee you Gordon Ramsay is laughing all the way to the bank when people are mad that a chef is raising his own lambs to cook. What a shock. by the way, I love Gordon Ramsay. If there's a list of people I have in my head that I would love to have a conversation with, he is almost number one on the list.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I do that with my chickens. So I thought that's even cooler to do it with lamb.
Right. And so he takes very good care of the animals. He treats them very humanely. And they are being bred for food. And, you know, you don't. People think you go to the grocery store. How do you think it got there? You don't want to think about it. But come on.
I bet you most of those lambs have had way better treats than any lamb you're going to get at the grocery store.
Yeah, you're going to get mad at a chef because he's cooking. Whatever. That's the stuff I would just roll my eyes and laugh about.